With a look at Radio on the Go Sports for this Thursday, I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. Scorecard from Wednesday in college soccer. The NIAC Trojans played to a draw with the Iowa Central Tritons. 2-2 tie in men's college soccer between NIAC and Iowa Central in Mason City. On the women's side, it was Iowa Central defeating the NIAC Lady Trojans 3-0. And the Wartburg women's soccer team fell to UW La Crosse 2-0 at La Crosse, Wisconsin, yesterday for Wartburg. Well, the Hampton Dumont Cal volleyball team travels to Humboldt tonight in North Central Conference action. This is the Bulldogs' first match in 10 days. The Bulldogs are 7-8 overall, 1-2 in the North Central after winning over Iowa Falls Alden on Monday, September 11th. The Bulldog leaders this year are junior Aubrey Showalter in kills with 149 and 119 digs. Junior Aubrey Grunewald with 287 assists, junior Abby Dreyer with 137 digs, and Charlie Morton, a junior, has added 61 kills. The Wildcats are 6-8 overall, 2-1 in the North Central after going 1-3 in the Dighton Hartford tournament on Saturday. Humboldt leads Hampton Dumont Cal in the bound series area, winning 15 of the last 17 matches. The Wildcats won last year's matchup in Hampton in three straight sets, and the match begins tonight at 7:30 p.m. in Humboldt. The 8th-rated AGWSR volleyball team travels to South Tama for a rare non-conference matchup coming up tonight. The Cougars are 8-13. They lost four of their five last matches in an 0-2 outing in Tuesday's home triangular. However, of Tuesday's four sets, three were decided by 2 points. Head coach Jill Smith says the record, again, like last year, is not impressive, but her team has and will continue to be tested by elite competition.
Similar to last year, I feel like our record is a little bit deceiving. You know, again, using this as a jumping board to move forward in our season and continue to battle. And because our schedule doesn't get easier, we continue to see tough teams. We continue to see ranked teams in, you know, a variety of classes. And so, but yeah, continuing to battle and get better and hopefully come out on top on some of those close matches.
While the Cougars will look for cleaner attacks, the serving has been a strength, having connected on 93% of their serves. South Tama is 9-11 after being swept by Grinnell on Tuesday. The Cougars won last year's matchup in straight sets. Action begins tonight at 7:30 p.m. And again, that will be at South Tama. The Clarion Goldfield Dows volleyball team hosts Clear Lake for a share of first place in the North Central Conference tonight. This will be the second meeting of the season as the Cowgirls won the first meeting as part of the Four City Tournament 2-1 on Saturday. The Cowgirls have an overall record of 9-11. They're 2-1 in the North Central Conference, falling at Pocahontas in non-conference action Tuesday in three close sets, that is. The Lions come in 8-8 overall, but they are also 2-1 in the North Central. They fell to Four City at their home tournament on Saturday. And Clarion Goldfield Dows for the Cowgirl leaders. That includes junior Elliot Ennis in the kills and blocks. Senior Addie Askelson has 105 assists. Junior Indy Johnson has 227 digs. And Sydney Frieslaven not far behind in kills with 74 kills and 85 assists. Clarion Goldfield Dows leads the series in the last 30 matches. CGD has won 27 of the 30 previous matches against Clear Lake. Action begins in Clarion tonight at 7:30 for varsity. And the West Fork volleyball team is competing in a triangular hosted by top-rated Ankeny Christian, the top-rated 1A team tonight in Ankeny. The Warhawks travel south and will face Diagonal School and also Ankeny Christian in their matches. The Warhawks are 1-14 after a 3-0 loss at 13th-rated Osage in top of Iowa Conference play. And they are led in this year by Mallory Meyer with 50 kills, senior Bria Weaver with 94 assists, and Brecken Dickman with 106 digs on the season. The triangular for West Fork begins in Ankeny this afternoon at 5:30 p.m. Several local cross-country teams will be competing at today's Sam Iverson Invitational hosted by Grundy Center. Applington, Parkersburg, South Hardin, and Clarksville among the diverse field. The Spartan boys enter as favorites with 3 of the top 4 times represented. 6th-rated Emerson Volks enters with the fastest time, and that is 16 minutes minutes and 19 seconds. Teammates 15th-rated Caden Lynch and Tyler Venega have the third and fourth fastest times among the field. The girls' race could be a toss-up, but two unranked runners will pace the field, two ranked runners, that is, with Hillary Trainer of Summer Fredericksburg, who's rated number two, and 7th-rated Amelia Condon of Union with the fastest times, with nine North Central, North Iowa Cedar League teams, that is, in the field. Applington Parkersburg senior Ashley Shipper says it'll be somewhat of a preview of their conference meet.
There's definitely going to be a lot of people in the conference there, and it'll just be good to, like before conference, to see where we're all at. Yeah, just getting better every race and then see where it goes as the season leads on.
And action begins at 4:45 at the Grundy Center Town and Country Golf Course for the cross-country meet. Speaking of Grundy Center, the top-rated football team from that town will play its first of two Thursday games this week when they travel to Waterloo, Columbus for a district clash. The 4-0 Spartans are 1-0 in district play after dismantling East Marshall 49-0 last week. Quarterback Colin Gordon continues to lead the team with 788 all-purpose yards with seven touchdown passes and just one interception. The defense has been stout and has given up less than 5 points per game. The Waterloo Columbus Sailors are 3-1 overall and 1-0 in the district. Grundy Center head coach Travis Zajac expects an intense environment and a battle between two quality teams.
It's going to be a live atmosphere there. Probably going to have a kind of a playoff feel to it. These guys up there think that they've got a pretty good team. And we think we've got a pretty good team. And it'll be a very physical contest. Looking forward to bringing our kids up there and competing on Thursday night. But they're going to present some issues for us. They're arguably probably going to be the best team that we faced up to this point. We have a good plan in place to get our kids in the right position. And the onus this week is going to be on the mental preparation to be ready to go on Thursday as opposed to a Friday.
And Waterloo Columbus brings in a high-powered offense. It averages 40 points per game. It'll be the first ever meeting between the Sailors and the Grundy Center Spartans. Kickoff 7:30 p.m. in Waterloo. The Clarion Goldfield Dallas football team ended a two-game losing slide and winning its district opener last Friday over Garner Hayfield Ventura in Clarion. It was the program's first win over a GHV since 2014. The Cowboys found their rhythm in the first half, scoring three touchdowns and allowing only one by the Cardinals, taking a 21-6 halftime lead. After a scoreless third quarter, the Cowboys pulled away in the fourth, scoring three more touchdowns to finish a great home victory. Head coach Caleb Vogel says his Cowboys win was made possible by a great week of practice being translated to game day.
Practice hard. We prepared hard. Kids are flying around, having fun during practice, and that showed last night. I couldn't be more thankful for the guys, how hard they worked. And there's times where we did face adversity, and we were able to overcome that. But we got it done, on both ends of the ball, on special teams. My assistant coaches did a great job. Offensive coordinator, Coach Shuffle, he did a great job calling plays. It was just a great team win all around, so I was just very thankful for that.
The Cowboys were led by senior running back Diego Gonzalez with 199 yards of rushing and a touchdown, and two touchdowns rushing, and he also had a touchdown receiving. Senior quarterback Carson Nesheim had 81 yards passing and 41 rushing. And the Clarion Goldfield Dallas improves to 2-2, and they get ready for their Week 5 matchup that will be at Estherville Lincoln Central tomorrow night. And two teams looking to bounce back from an embarrassing loss collide in Ames Saturday when Iowa State hosts Oklahoma State in the Big 12 opener for both. The Cyclones are coming off a 10-7 loss at Ohio, while the Cowboys were throttled at home by South Alabama 33-7.
I would say they kind of have the same fire that we have right now. It's not fun when you lose. And so I think they're going to come out and, want to prove something too, first conference game. So they're going to come out and try to prove something as well. So I expect it to be, just like any other Big 12 game and physical. They're going to come out with a lot of emotion on the road, try to get a big win.
And kickoff is at 3 p.m. You can hear it here on KLMJ Saturday afternoon. Pre-game starts the warm-up at 1 p.m. Let's get to the scorecard for today. Again, high school football. It's Grundy Center at Waterloo Columbus, as we mentioned in our story just a moment ago. Volleyball, AGWSR again at South Tama. Clarion Goldfield Dallas hosting the Clear Lake Lions tonight. Waterloo Christian visiting Clarksville for volleyball. Hampton Dumont Cal once again at Humboldt. And Iowa Falls Alden goes to Algona tonight at 7:30 p.m. Ankeny Christian Triangular involves West Fork, as mentioned. And we mentioned the Sam Iverson Cross Country Invitational in Grundy Center. AP Clarksville Grundy Center and South Hardin part of that. And Hampton Dumont Cal is running in the Central Springs meet along with area teams such as North Butler and West Fork, again up at Central Springs starting at 4:30 p.m. And that's going to do it for Radio On The Go Sports for this Thursday. You have a great day. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting.